The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Seven.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. And if any of you are interested about our recent centerpieces, wait until after 10 o'clock. Don't call now. There's nobody here to take your call, and there's no way to leave a message. So wait until after 10, and then we can talk and help you out. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Tom from Massachusetts, wants to talk about herb drying and his echinaceas.
Tom, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Thank you, Paul. Paul, my question is about how do you dry freshly cut herbs? Do you rinse them off first? Do you not rinse them? Do you lay them out on something to dry? Or do you hang them up? Do you put them outside to dry? Can you dry them in the house? And my second question is, I'm looking for a particular type of echinacea, and their botanical name is Abronaria augustifolia.
Okay. On your herbs, I always rinse them off first. That way, if you apply the...
Looks like we lost him real quick there. Paul, you back?
Okay, we're back. That way, if you've applied any pesticides to the foliage, you can clean it off and then give it a chance to air dry. And what you want to do is tie them in bunches and hang them upside down in your basement. You don't want to put them someplace where they're going to freeze. So in your basement, your temperatures are above freezing. They'll dry slowly, and then you can take care of them by removing the foliage or the flowers, depending on the plant. And then you would store them in airtight containers so that they hold their freshness in Ziploc bags, again, to hold the taste, the flavor, and the freshness. But just make sure that they've dried thoroughly. The reason is, if you put them in a container and they're still green, they're going to dry in a container. They're going to create moisture. You'll get a sweating on your container or in the Ziploc bag, and then you'll get rotting. You'll get a mold that will develop. So give them a chance to dry out real good, and then you'll be in good shape. I've done that many, many times. I've cut back plants like thyme and rosemary and sage, harvested them, dried them in the garage early in the year. At this time of the year, if where you live you're getting some temperatures below freezing. You don't want it to freeze. So you want them to dry with temperatures in the 50s or 60s. And then you can store them and use them, and they'll have great flavor. That would be the best way that you could do it. Also, if you go to my website, there is some information about herbs, and it will tell you about specific herbs, how to take care of them and store them for the fall and winter seasons so that they keep their potency and their flavor. So you check that out. Go to paulparent.com, and that's P-A-R-E-N-T, just like mom and dad, paulparent.com, and you'll find it all there. And it will say herb care. Thank you. Do you have any other questions?
Yes, about echinacea.
Okay, now what do you want to do with the echinacea?
I want to take it as a supplement, but it's this particular type. It's Bernaria augustifolia.
Okay. Now, what have you been told is the part of the plant that is usable? Because each plant, it's either the seeds, the flower, or the foliage. So you're going to have to find out, go on the internet, and find out what part of the plant that you want to use.
Well, on the regular echinacea that they sell as a supplement in bottles, in plastic bottles, it's the Echinacea purpurea. But the one I'm interested in is the Bernaria augustifolia. On the purpurea, you use the whole plant, so I'm thinking the whole plant on the augustifolia one also.
Okay. Each variety is very different, and just to be on the safe side, I would do an internet search on that particular variety and find out if parts of the plant are going to be more effective than others. So it may say if you want to use it for a medicine, that the best parts of the plant will be the flowers or the flower buds or the seeds or the new foliage rather than the older foliage. So do a little bit of research before you grind up the whole plant and then end up with a possible problem.
Right. I have that particular part that's used in my herb book, which tells me that to use the whole plant. But I'll check again. But my problem is I see the purpurea, Echinacea purpurea, in a seed packet, and I believe I've seen it in the garden center. But the other type, I don't know where to find it.
Okay. Then, again, I would go on the internet. I would type in the variety that you want, and then it will probably tell you of a seed company that will sell seeds for that particular plant. And there's a lot of larger perennial seed companies that have a wider range assortment of varieties. A little seed company, they may only have that purple flowering varieties. But today you've got all different colors, yellows and oranges and reds, and they may have the variety that you are looking for. You could also do an internet search to see if there's a company. Just type in the name of the perennial and then write wanted seeds and see what comes up. That's what I would do, again, because not all companies sell the varieties of perennials that are used as a medicine rather than a flower.
I see. On the purpurea is the one that they sell in capsule form. Now, if I got that from a garden center, could I use that particular plant? I mean, are those sprayed or something if I bought it from a garden center?
If you bought it from a garden center early in the season, there is no pesticides on it. Okay? Oh. The only time that they would use a pesticide or fungicide would be normally when the plant comes into bloom. That's when the insects are attracted to the plant. But in the early spring, usually in April, when the plant is first coming out of the ground, there are no insecticides or fungicides added to that plant, because at that point, there is no need to. I owned a nursery for many years. I worked at several nurseries for many years before that. And when everything came in fresh, they were not treated. And the only time that we applied it is when we saw that there was a problem either with a fungus or on the bloom. And that's usually during July. So plant early. Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilt Stop is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock. Wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage wins out. Wilt Stop. Hi, this is Paul Parent. Join us on the legendary Blue Danube this summer, July 27th to August 7th. 7 nights aboard the Avalon Visionary from Nuremberg to Budapest. Ship aboard accommodations, meals, guided sightseeing, wine, beer, and shipboard dinners. For more information, call Largue Travel at 1-800-322-9481. That's 800-322-9481. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase, and there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Judy from Massachusetts, wants to talk about a clay pot.
Hey, Judy, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Hey, good morning, Paul. When this snow came and the frost, I said, the party's over in my garden. So...
It is.
This summer, I fell in love with some big blue clay pots at the store, so I bought them, and I put hosta in them. I want to know how to store them in the winter so the pots do not break.
Okay. What I do, I have ceramic and clay like you that I grow perennials and annuals. And what I do with mine is I put them in my garage for the winter. And the garage has no heat, but by putting them in there, water will not go in that pot. And that's what will break a clay or ceramic pot. You leave it outside, it rains, it snows, it melts, it goes into the soil, freezes, and when it does, it expands and the pot cracks. So put it in your tool shed, put it in your garage, and that way they will not get any moisture in them and you should be okay. Now, if you don't have a garage or a tool shed or a barn, then what I've done is I'll put it underneath a deck, but I'll put it upside down. So I'll take a black trash bag, cover the top of the container, and then turn it upside down, and that way no moisture can get into the pot, the soil can't expand, and your pots won't break during the winter.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, and that's something that I would do today.
I'll do that. Thank you.
Okay, I thank you. Yeah, the whole thing is if you put it in the garage, the soil, even though it's in the garage and there's no heat, the soil will lose moisture from the air in your garage, and it will eventually dry out. And because it's not continuously getting rained on or snowed upon, the soil does not freeze and thaw as much as it would outside, and that will prevent your containers from breaking during the winter. And large containers can be very expensive. So put them out of the weather, and you'll be in great condition. Thank you for the call. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Anne from Maine. She wants to talk about her geraniums.
And welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you with the geraniums?
Yes, good morning, Paul. I brought my geraniums in, and I put them in the basement, like you said. I gave them a big drink of water. And when I looked at them the other day, they don't seem to be very happy. They're looking a little brown. Did I do the wrong thing?
No, you did the right thing. You want them to go dormant. So all the leaves will turn yellow.
Oops, I'm losing you.
Yeah, it looks like we dropped him.
And then once they turn brown, the plant will go dormant.
I lost you, Paul, and then there was a big gap in between.
Okay, so bring them inside.
Yep.
They'll turn yellow.
Yeah.
Then the leaves will turn brown, and leave them on the plant.
Okay. And do I feed them? No, I don't feed them, but do I give them another drink, like, say, in January or February, or just let them stay there until I want to wake them up?
You want to leave them in the basement until, like, mid-March.
March, okay.
And then mid-March, you cut them in half, bring them inside, upstairs in a brightly lit window, fertilize them, they'll come right back. And any branches that are wrinkled and dried out, half of those will swell up again and be very, very productive. Anything that's dry or mushy, remove from the plant.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, or other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday, and we are here to help you to have a great fall and winter season. And if you have questions about your Christmas cactus, your poinsettia plant, cyclamen, orchids, calanchoe, or even potted mums that you have indoors, give us a call if you have houseplants and you're not quite sure what to do with them or if something is happening to them. Call us and we'll work together. Of course, all of your outside questions are welcome as we put the garden to bed for the season for most of us. And again, the number 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Marta from Massachusetts. She's got a question about the moss magic.
Marta, how can we help you out today with the moss magic?
Well, I have to store a couch in the garage for a couple of weeks, and I'm wondering if I put that moss magic in the garage, is it that odor going to seep into the couch?
Oh no, it's a peppermint or spearmint. And it's something that normally will only last 30 days.
Okay.
So what I would, now, do you keep the garage closed or does it open and close all day long?
Oh, no, I'll keep it closed because I know you said it has to stay closed.
Okay. Then what I would do is I would put one packet underneath the couch
Okay.
And then put a sheet of newspaper down on the couch and put a pack on top of the couch.
Oh, all right.
And that way you're taking care of any rodents that decide to go in from underneath and any that climb up on top of the couch. And by putting a couple layers of newspaper, you won't have to worry about any of the oils staining the couch itself.
Oh, okay. All right. That's great, because I don't want them eating up my couch.
Yeah, or making a little hole. You're not knowing it. You bring it in the house, and all of a sudden, you've got creatures running around your living room.
Oh, yeah. No, that wouldn't be good. All right. Well, thanks very much. I love your show, and I take all your advice, and I have great plants, and I had great vegetables this year, so thanks for everything.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate all of the compliments, and we'll continue to work hard to help you out, and maybe next year we can make it even better.
Oh, and I love those smart pots. Those smart pots are perfect.
Aren't those neat?
Oh, my gosh. I had carrots that were so sweet and so delicious. I could never grow anything in pots before. Those are really, really good.
Yeah, I've been growing a lot of things in the smart pots, and because of the drainage, it's made a big difference. Because of the that cloth type material that they use, the soil warms up faster. You get accelerated growth, and you know when you can get pots that work with you, it does make a big difference. I use one of the big ones. It's a 50 inch round pot, and I planted garlic in it, and
oh, yeah?
The garlic grew like crazy. Thank you. We appreciate
okay.
the phone call. Bye-bye
right,
now.
Bye, Paul.
Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Maine. Wants to talk about, I believe, arborvitaes.
Arborvitaes, right. Joe, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Good morning, Paul.
Morning.
I have a question about arborvitaes at work. That storm that we had 2 weeks ago up here in the Midcoast really hit them hard. And they opened right up, sort of like the only way I can describe it is like a flower bulb. And what we've done is that we've taken them and bundled them together and tied them off and wrapped them in burlap. But I hope that was a proper thing to do. And a question is, they need to be... They need to be trimmed. They're getting too high. And yep. I was wondering, when's the appropriate time to do that?
Okay. Don't prune them now, because by pruning them now and the plant's going dormant, when you prune it, you're going to make cuts into the plant. And if we have a rough winter with a lot of wind and sun and cold, then moisture will escape through those tips. And when spring arrives, you're going to have brown edges on all of your arborvitae. So wait until the spring. Now, what
okay.
I would suggest that you do, go down to the hardware store and buy plastic tubing, about a half-inch plastic tubing, you know, that you would use in like a fish tank. And then what I would do is if the plant, let's say, is 6 feet tall, come up 2.5 to 3 feet, pull all of the branches together, so have somebody help you, wrap around those individual stems the poly tubing, and then tie a knot, and then cut that tubing to give them some bracing power between the two of them, and then come up another couple of feet and do the same thing with the poly tubing. And so that they're in a ring of plastic tubing, each of the branches will help to brace each other, and it will prevent future damage in the years to come.
Okay, great. And then the plastic tubing, do you remove that in the spring or do you leave that there permanently?
Just leave it there permanently. And you don't want to make it tight. So you want to give it a little bit of give for the future. And then in April, then you can cut back the plant. And then when the new growth comes out, it will make them thicker. It will make them fuller. And by pruning them in the spring, you slow the growth of the plant so that it doesn't grow as tall, but it gives the branches time to get thicker. And as they get thicker, they get stronger. And then that means they're less likely to bend with a heavy snow. But I'll tell you, polytubing is the way to go. You don't see it on the plant, and it does wonders to protect them from breaking with the type of snow that we had a couple of weeks here in Maine.
Fantastic. That's really good advice. They are quite tall. They're over 8 feet tall.
So if you tied them at 3 foot and at 6 foot, you'll be all set for years to come. Then do all of your pruning, fertilize them, and your plants will be happy and able to fight off any heavy, wet snow in the future. Because if you've got 4 or 5 branches, they work as individuals. By tying them with the poly tubing with a circle of plastic like that, they act together and your plants don't break apart.
Great. Fantastic. Appreciate the advice, Paul. It's not Sunday morning without listening to your show.
Thank you so much, and you have a great weekend.
You do the same. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Our phone number, 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Jean from New Hampshire. Wants to talk about her Rose of Sharon.
Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. Excuse my voice. I'm getting over a little cold. I have a Rose of Sharon that evidently was planted in the wrong place because other Rose of Sharons I've seen were not that big, but this one has grown huge, and the stem, the stalk on this thing is about a good 6 inches, 7 inches across. Can this Rose of Sharon be transplanted? It's about 6 feet tall and about 4 feet wide, maybe
yep.
even bigger.
Yeah, what I would think, Rose of Sharon is one of the most difficult plants to move.
Mm-hmm.
So what I would do is wait until the spring, wait until late March, early April, or whenever Mother Nature decides to allow us to do things, and I would cut it back. I have taken Rose of Sharon. When I first started gardening, I worked for a retired insurance and investor, and we planted a row of Rose of Sharon to give us color on the backside of his yard. And they were about 3 feet tall, and we took off about 6 to 8 inches, and they really thickened up. And they grew probably another 18 inches tall. And the following year, we cut back another 6 inches. It bushed out even more, and the branches became stronger. And it became a yearly test, because the Rose of Sharon will get up to be 10 feet plus in height. And if you prune it every year in the early spring, before the foliage begins to form, then you can keep it at any size that you want. So you look at the plant, and you take your pruners, and you decide, okay, I only want it 3 feet tall instead of 5. Take the pruners and say to the plant, I'm doing this for your own good, and shape it. And then in the spring, the new growth will form on it. because it makes the flower buds on the new growth, not the previous year's growth, and they'll be beautiful, and you can control the size. I have seen people who use them as hedges, and they only grow them 4 or 5 feet, and they look absolutely beautiful.
Well, I guess I have a project ahead of me in the spring.
Yep.
As tall as it is, I can cut it back to, say, about 4 feet.
It will not hurt it at all, believe me, Jean.
Okay.
You just whack it back, and again, say to yourself, I'm doing this for your own good, and then shape it the way that you want it to look, and then I'd use a fertilizer like the Espomer Plant Tone. It's an organic fertilizer. They will feed that plant all summer long. Or the Dr. Earth for flowering shrubs. Both of them are granule. Both are organic. And they will do a fantastic job on stimulating the plant to make new growth and tons of flowers for you.
Oh, yes. Tons of flowers is right. Tons of flowers. Even a little haircut that I have given it, it has. I cannot get over how much it grows. And I say, oh, my gosh, this is in the wrong place, you know. But now
yeah,
I'll give it a good haircut, and I'm sure it'll be, with your good advice, it'll be okay.
It's going to work out well. My first year in college, I came home from spring break. We had burning bush on each side of the door. The mailman couldn't get in. My dad called, said, ask your teacher. We cut 8-foot-tall burning bush to 3, and they came right back just beautiful. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. I am pleased to announce our new collection of holiday wreaths and centerpieces. All wreaths are double-sided with fresh balsam fir and measure 20 to 22 inches across. The wreaths will fit perfect on your front door or on the door of your friends or children. This is a perfect present for your children or friends who have moved out of New England and have forgotten the fragrance of Maine. So go to paulparent.com to view and order the wreaths or the centerpieces. Or you can call 207-985-6972. My son Patrick is a Massachusetts nurseryman, and Jason is a Maine master floral designer who is ranked number 2 in the state of Maine for design. Quality is our goal. See it all at www.paulparent.com or call 207-985-6972. That's paulparent.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day.
Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Gun Club. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Ann from Maine. She's got a question about a blueberry bush.
Ann, how can we help you out with your blueberries today?
Yes, good morning, Paul. It's too late now to cut the blueberry bushes back, correct?
Right. You want to wait until springtime, but you've got to be careful. What I'd like to see you do is wait until the blueberry plant comes into blossom, okay? And then any of the non-blooming branches, then you can cut those fairly hard. But if you prune the whole plant and you remove a lot of the flower buds, then your blueberry production will drop tremendously. So if you can prune all of the non-productive branches, and then if you want to make the plant smaller, when you're done harvesting, then you can cut back those additional branches to control the size of your bush. Now, how tall is your plant right now?
They're probably 36, 38 inches. They're not very big.
Okay.
And I wanted to kind of shape them a little bit, and they wasn't very productive this year.
Okay.
And I was thinking, do I need to put Holytone? Can I put Holytone on now, or should I? Or do I want to do that early in the spring?
No, you want to do it now and again in the spring.
Okay.
And then the other thing that blueberries love is a mulch covering the ground, and you can use sawdust. You can use pine bark mulch. You can use shredded leaves and pine needles. But if you could put down 2 to 3 inches of organic matter around the plants and down the rows, it will keep the weeds out. It will hold the moisture in the soil so that the blueberries get larger. And that insulation that you're putting on will help so that the ground doesn't freeze and thaw and hurt some of the more delicate roots on that plant. I have a friend who has blueberries, and he puts down pine bark mulch every year, probably like 1 inch, because he's built it up to about 3. He feeds it with Hollytone spring and fall, and his production is incredible. So
wonderful.
Pine bark mulch, ground up leaves, pine needles, if you have old straw that you use to control weeds in your vegetable garden, you can put that around it. But what you want to do, when you get close to the stem of your plant, taper it off to be only 1 inch. So it's 1 inch at the trunk, and then about 6 inches away, 2 inches or even 3 inches thick.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and have a happy holiday to you and your family.
I thank you, and you have a happy holiday also. It's
thank
a great
you.
Time of the year, and let's hope that we can all get together and the stores don't open up, forcing part of our families to work.
Oh, absolutely. I hate the thought of that on Thanksgiving, that the stores stay open.
Yeah. It ruins the holiday for everybody, just so that the big stores can make some extra money.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. We'll have to boycott it.
Exactly. And everybody should, so that Thanksgiving becomes a family day, not a day to go shopping. You know, if you want to go after supper, that's great. But everybody should be allowed to have a sit-down Thanksgiving dinner with friends, family, neighbors, whatever. That's a special day, and it almost gets treated like it's a step holiday, and it's just not as much enjoyable as it has been in past years due to some of these stores that say, oh, it's Black Friday, we're open, come at noon, and it's terrible. Anyway,
no,
if we can help.
No, I say humbug to it.
Exactly, and I second that emotion. Thank you. If we can help you, give us a call, 855-660-4261.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.